Tzibis Beis Hashem. The yeshiva continues to grow. I don't know if I'll get a chance to speak later, so... I think I'll just say a small word. What time is Nate's tomorrow? Anyway, Nate's pretty early. I may have to go. Anyway, it's a shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. It's a very, very, very special occasion. It's the eighth night of Hanukkah. It's the eighth annual Siyum. It's the eighth year of the yeshiva. And all eight Bachim... Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva went through different times. Let's put it that way. We went through some easier times, some harder times. Went through times where Baruch Hashem, yeshiva was overflowing. Went through times when the yeshiva was a little bit on the low side numbers. But we learn from Hanukkah, it's not about numbers. Ram v'yamiyatim, v'miyatim, d'ma'at min ha'oriz, d'ch'arbi min ha'choshech. And it's a tremendous lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. Chanukah is a tremendous lesson that I learned at the yeshiva the last 2 years. Be'etzem was very difficult times. I spent almost 5 months in America running around, and the yeshiva was a little bit unsure where we're going, what we're doing. And Baruch Hashem, we survived. And Baruch Hashem, there's a resurgence. Leah and Hara. Hashem, tomorrow, a few more color guys are going to, if you Bachram are coming, after Hanukkah. Leah and Hara. Yeshiva is on the up, Baruch Hashem. And it's a miracle lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a miracle lesson in Yiddishkeit. It's a lesson of Hanukkah. The noisar kankanim. They looked, they searched. Give up. It looks like there's no reason to go on with the search. There's no reason to continue looking for the tahar dika oil. There's no reason. Yepater, the matzav is shver. The government took away the money. The situation is difficult. That's it. Hang it up. Hang up the frack. But the Lamaisa, at the end of the day, they decided that we got to keep going. We got to continue. Last year, with just a few, mamash a handful of people, maybe less than a hand, one hand, less than one hand of people, we went into Dushinsky's. I think it was 3 people in the morning, another 3 in the afternoon. And Baruch Hashem, we got up to more and more. Baruch Hashem, come out together between the 2 storm, close to 40 people now, Baruch Hashem. And I give a tremendous hodah v'shvach to the good Kodesh Baruch Hu, that all the times I felt the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yad Nishmai with me, in the good times, in the hard times. It was dark. It was difficult. There was some tense moments. But Baruch Hashem, umi noisar kan kanim nasa neis, as mamash a neis, to evolve the new matzah of the yeshiva now. Dushinsky's, we're still looking, Mr. Hashem, for opinion now. Be'ez Hashem, one of you out here, out there, Be'ez Hashem, the one guy, a fundraiser once got up at a dinner, We want to welcome my Rebbe, Rebbe Liff, who came to be the guest speaker tonight. And the fundraiser got up and he said, I have a big problem tonight, but the answer to my problem is in your pockets. Can't really say that today, but here we're dealing with Beis Hashem, most of the yeshiva and the staff and the operation.
We all live off you.
So we can't say, but Davar, it's talking about a tremendous chizik and amunah to see the yeshiva involved, and a tremendous lesson of Yisrael. It's the lesson we know Yisrael can kanim nasanei slash rishanim. And I said in the Shmuz this week, we have to understand the pizmoin. It's a pizmoin. We sing it very nicely. We have to realize that the pizmoin is something that has in it deep yisoidos. I just sort of say for the marriage, directioning every line of this pizmoin. The pizmoin has every deep yisoidos. It's very condensed. Very short. Well, the Maisa, you see that they had tremendous kavanas. Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky said, "Shap and Evino, you may Shmoina." Now, Peter Teretz of the Beis Yosef, that they realized that even Shemen Shiyadik is a nace. That was the old tafka that the Rabban said, "In the Nisim Agluim, a person comes to understand the Nisim in his story." And he's real that Shemen Shiyadlik, Ruchinim Ben Doisa with his daughter, that Shemen Shiyadlik is also a nace. It's B'nei Vino, Zokim Shmuel Rozovsky, Darish and Pshad in the prison. B'nei Vino, Yimei Shmoyna. They were B'nei Vino, they were Maven Dover with Dov Dover. Venus were Maven with Dov Dover. They understood that for the nace Nigla, of 7 days for burning oil, that there's a nace in every oil burning. It's B'nei Vino, Yimei Shmoyna, Kavushin. Those are Shmuel Rozovsky's Pshad. And that's kind of go to Pisma. But if we know Yisrael can and not say Nesla Shoshanim, why are we referring to the Chashmonah Shoshanim? So this year, I thought of the Pshat, that Shoshan, I looked it up right away. When you find Shoshan, you look up Shoshanim, you look right away at the Shoshan Shirim. Ke Shoshanim ben Achoichim, ke Nayasi ben Abonois. I looked at the Malvin on that top chart, the Malvin says, like the Shoshan, that's a rose, that's a beautiful rose, whole and beautiful, on the top. And yet it's surrounded all around by thorns and thistles. And yet it doesn't get punctured. It keeps its freshness, it keeps its uniqueness, it keeps its beauty. This was the side of the... he says the Mount, the Umas HaOyim trying to be mashpia on us. Those are the thorns, those are the thistles, that we retain our beauty. That's the Yisrael of Kishoshana ben Achoichim, Kein Vayosi ben Abonos. And how apropos it is, the Yimei Chanukah, when Yevonim tried to mashpia, not with the koyach of Esav, with the koyach of Ochi, the brother, trying to mashpia, and trying to put on us, and force on us, them ha'achachayim. It's called Shoshana. Anasanes le Shoshana, but it's even tiefer, Aboysa. The Shoshana, this is what I said after the Shia, I came up with another Daher. The Shoshana itself has thorns on it. And that's the Mesiavniv. That not only around the Shoshana you have, those are Umas HaOilam, but I wanted to touch. Here it's even tiefer, because you have the Mesiavniv, that many of the Yidin, they conform, they gave in. What's going to be from Klal Yisrael already? There's such strong armies attacking us. They have shlita on us. They're stronger than us. They're much more powerful than us. And they can influence us. Let's just give in. Throw the towel in. Become Mesyamnim. Let the Judaism be something in history. The Shoshana Atzmai has thorns. And yet the rose rises to the top without any punctures, sweet, pure, innocent, a beautiful rose. that stayed strong, that continued on, that weren't miyayish. They found that last class that was impossible to find because they weren't miyayish. On the matzav, they found the noisar kankanim. So I feel tonight that we that stood on and remained strong, all those that helped start and that will start, continue the yeshiva of Hashem. And Dushinsky is in the small amount of months of Hashem, we're rebuilding. We are in Hara. And all those who gave support, and all those who from the start of the yeshiva, many of them here today, everybody who lent their hand to start the yeshiva with 6 bachim back then, or 3 bachim back then, it was also Uminoisa Kankanu, Nasenes, and we got up to 50 from 3, and Baruch Hashem again, Liyah in Hara, the Yisoy, the boy said, is not to Misyayish, Klal Yisoy goes on, that little core, that little wick, those little candles burn to the night, Ksas Minahor, Doruch Harbi Minachoyshech. I want to thank each and every one of you, especially those who were with me from the beginning of the yeshiva. I can't go through all the lists. But everybody who's here tonight, I want to thank everybody who came out. And all the people that remained with us through the years, through the time, the difficult times, the hard times, and there were difficult times all through the years. Everybody who really gave support. And put all the effort they put in to keep the yeshiva running. A gross yashikoya for me. And I want to thank, of course, my Rebbetzin. My Koras HaKoyv. For the tremendous, tremendous, everything that she never gave up. All the Mesiras Nefesh that she put in the months that was away, the 2 years ago, trying to get the Yeshua back on its feet. And all through the time, not being Miyayin, she giving me the courage and the strength to go on. She gets a Gavali Yashikoch and the family, especially always behind us. I just want to wish all of you, especially the yeshiva now that's in its matzav. We're starting a Shnichel Nuzman now after Hanukkah. It's a new year for us. We started Zois Chanukah, the yeshiva started. Mamish, remember, in the morning, started in the morning. The guy picked me up from my house. We came there with the 3 bachur. Starting in the old base veg back there in Zichiyako, not far from here. We started back then. Tavshin Samaches. I want to give a bracha to everybody, all the chabura, all the yeshiva that's now with us. And we should continue steiging, continue giving each other mechizuk. Continue mischazik each other to remain the shoshanim amongst all the things that are trying to stop the continuation. And Be'ez Hashem, we should see to the fruition of our plan to finish Mr. Hashem Shas Be'iyon, Shas Be'kiyos. Today, Be'etzim is a siyum. Tonight is a siyum also. Usually we make a siyum that tonight we're celebrating in our quest as we started last year, the Mahalach. So we started the Omer Adaya program from Brachas Vikiyos, and we just finished the 6th pack of Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, that's one siyum we're making. And we're also celebrating a very big siyum of the Iyun Chelek, the first 5 brachos of Brachas. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we start with a bren and with a big hope and anticipation. Ketzad Mevarach Beis Hashem. This is going to take a lot of effort. I just want to end with Boisai. Please, go wash. I just want to end with Boisai. We have here today a very special, I see it as a complete circle. In 1982, I came to Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, I graduated September of 82, I graduated high school in 82, the Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. I had a long beard, it was on the other side. Anyway, so I came in 82 to Yeshivas Nevei Tzion up in Telstone, and I was a regular American kid hoping to do my year in Israel and then go on to Queens College. I think I already had my application, especially they had a good tennis team. I was very interested. Anyway, and I came to Eretz Yisrael, and the first perek that I got into learning, remember, I wasn't really into it as I wasn't into the learning so much at the beginning. You came, that was the day, they worked very slow, very patiently, and they said, you know what, just go to the Kiyush year. You don't have to go to the Ian so much. I was Ian Shi, Tom, you go, there's a Bekiyush in the afternoon. I said, okay, it's Rabbi Liff, he's giving a Bekiyush here in Perek, Peitzag, Mevorchim. And everybody knows that on Hanukkah, I forgot to bring it. Everybody knows that the only thing I pull out my Gemara is the hundreds and hundreds of words that Liff told us each word on my Rabba. Rabba, who's Rabba? Is it big, small? No, it's the name of somebody. Okay, name. The kids, I show my guys my Gemara. This is how I started. 18, the first Gemara that I learned was Ketzad Mevorchet. You look at my Gemara, hundreds of words. I show everybody sees it. I have to bring it in. Gemara Brachas, hundreds of words on the side. The problem is only for four times. After that, I dropped out. It wasn't the Rebbe. It's just too much writing of words. But anyway, Rabba and Rabba, that mixed me up, that was it. But anyway, that was my first year in Beit Zion, but Ketzad Mevorchet was the path where I started my Aliyah, I think. And then the next year, when I was able to be in Rabbi Liv Shir, was the year that I was Zoycha to find the sweetness of Torah, the Geshmak, the Baharim Noah. I have my notebook I just found. Every single Shia Bav Metzia that I learned by Rav Liff, every single things that I said over. I remember I was zoicha to have I decided to go to Nei Yisrael after that year of Shtaydim by Rav Liff. I decided already in case I'm going to Nei Yisrael, so I had an interview with Rav Naftali Kaplan. He came down from the Nei Yisrael to interview, and I said over Hashem Shmaisa, and he told Rav Liff, he was very impressed. For the Shav Shmais that I said over with my corduroy pants. But it was all the credit to this man that we're here today, who put so much effort into my learning. I remember that I came back, I wasn't sure I was going to come back, I came back, and I came into the Shia, we learned Masechta Yuma, and Rabbi Liv spent the whole, we learned a few davas in, but I asked Rabbi Liv, maybe we could finish the parak. So he took off from his whole Ben Azman, and I remember he used to come down to his house, Ben Azman, to complete the whole eighth parak of Yuma together. He took off from his free time, from his Ben Azman time, to learn with me. And the Mesiras Nevesh of a Rebbe that he put into me, that's what I learned, what Mesiras Nevesh of a Rebbe is. Somebody who's, Baruch Hashem, his Koyach and Chinuch is something amazing. Many, many years of tremendous, tremendous work for Klal Yisrael, and it continues till today. And we wish on him, Be'ez Hashem, Vaita and Vaita, to Mar B'Vula B'Talmidim, and Be'ez Hashem to Mashpia with a great Koyach. It's a day, it's a chag from Hakara Satoiv, that's what it's all about. Hallel Ve'idah. On this night, I want to give my Groysa, Hakara Satoiv, where I live. That today I'm standing here as a Rosh Hashiva. Is a harbe to his credit. I want to call on him and thank him. And we should wish on him all the brachas. The Svei Chanukah should bring the tremendous Yad Nishmaya, Rabbi Yisai. I want to end. I said this over a few times and I hold it to Emes of Art. The Ramon in Tafresh Pei Bei says that if a person forgot, we have one day still, a person forgot, Alanitzim in Birchus Amazon, he says, a harachamon. Harachamon. It also brings the Ramah B'Shem the Kolboy. On the Tvuah Shor of Sternbach brings in the Sefer Akasha from the Tvuah Shor of Pliat Tzumah. The Gemara in Brachos Dav Samach says, that when Leah was pregnant with a baby, the Gemara says over there, I'm sorry, the Mishnah, that if a person, a woman's pregnant, you can't have to change the status of the baby from boy to girl, girl to boy. In fact, the Gemara, the Maisa with Leah, she was pregnant, and she said, if I'm going to have a boy, to be Shter Rachel, Shidamin, Dina, the whole story. Stuck the Gemara, ain't maskir, ain't a maskir, Maisa Nisim, says the Gemara, Samach, on an album, bro. Correct the Torah, show we see Klar here, you can't ask, you can't aim us here, you're not allowed to ask for my sedition. How we have the audacity on Hanukkah to get up and say, Harachamon, who yas a long meeting with the employees, it's Mamash a chutzpah. That's Purin Halacha. Not only that, it's not only a cowboy. Bevis Mishnah brings that to Mesachta Soifrim, and Bevis came to Nusach Svar, the Allah Nisim itself. At the end of that, we don't say it, the Ashkenaz, but Svar says it that way. Look, a shame, Shasita Nisim, Lavasei, Kach Yasadim. That, it's a Masechta Sofer in the Alan Nisim itself. What's the Pshat? So Pshat has different time. I want to say a Pshat. The Pshat is Azay. I think it's Emes. That when is it Isser to say to the Esa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Stam, you're not allowed to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to change his Hanhogas Habriya. It's a Chutzpah. Hashem's great wisdom understood that the world has to run with the Chateva. It has to run in a mahalach of teva, of nature, for if not, people will lose their bechira. Everything has to be nature. We have to understand that avad it's nice. Elokim b'gematria is teva, is b'gematria elokim, says the Baal Shem. But avada, Hashem wants that we should have that bechira. Avada, it's poshut. Avada person looks at a tree, understands, Maaseh Rabbi Akiva, 100%. But in its metzias, Hashem, so to ask Hashem to do nais, that's chas v'shom, that's the chutzpah. You want to change the hanhoga. But when is that? If you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being noyig be'oifin teva. But if you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu has changed his hanhoga, he's noyig in a metzias of nes. You see that this time of year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noyig in a mais ha-nes. So it's not a chutzpah to ask that we should do nisim. That's the hanhoga for this time. And we know, as Odessa said, the Svarim say, every Chag is not just a history, a remembrance day. We really go, we go through the year, and we go through that time, Bizman Azeth, the same, it's the same Zman, it's the same Zman that was then, but Yom Heb Bizman Azeth. In Melech, it's a Zman from Nisim. If it's a Zman from Nisim, so holds the cowboy, the self him. That's not a chutzpah to ask. Harachem onu Yasim onu Nisim. My brother to my Rebbe, and to all of you. So we all need Nisim in our lives. Nisim Gluyim, Nisim Nistarim. We should be Zoycha and Zoyz Chanukah. Zoyz has all the Choychas, just like the Rav has all the Choychas of Shabbos. Zoyz Chanukah has all the Choychas of Chanukah. On this night of Zoyz Chanukah, we should be Zoycha, Aracham, Onu Yasam, Onu Nisim. We should be Zoycha to the ultimate nace of Viyash Mashiach, Tzikeinu, and Heir of Yonim.